know, my beautiful friends, Shabbos is not only on Shabbos. A real Jew, an Amisayid, cannot live his Shabbos without Shabbos even for 1 minute. So whatever you do, is Lekoved Shabbos. Lekoved Shabbos. Hai Lekoved Shabbos. Hai Lekoved Shabbos. Listen to me, your beautiful friends. Can you maybe open your hearts, friends? Just really listen. The Heilige Rabbeinu Spitzine. And you know, my beautiful friends, sadly enough, Auschwitz has such a bad taste in our mouth. But Auschwitzin is actually Auschwitz. And Auschwitzin was such a holy, beautiful Chassidic city. And about 150 years ago, the rabbi of the city was Rabbi Herschel Auschwitzin. And he writes in the foreword to his holy book, he writes, when I was 17, I wanted so much to find my rabbi, my soul master, the one person who connect me to the deepest depth of my heart, to the deepest depth of my soul, someone who shows me the way to the highest place in heaven. I went to all the big rabbis. I didn't find what I was looking for. Then one day, I was told, next Shabbos, Rabbi Shlomo Lekshanover, who was one of the greatest rabbis at that time, is coming to the city. My heart told me that he is my rabbi. But just to be very, very sure, I decided to make myself a sign. So this was my sign. You know, my friends, in those days, who didn't keep Shabbos? Who didn't go 3 times a day to the synagogue? So everyone was sweet and cute and holy and everything. But there was one Jew. He was a porter, a träger. His name was Chatzkele. He was a very strong person, and he would stand in the marketplace and imagine Chanale is buying on Sunday 20-pound potatoes, but she cannot carry them. So she says, oh, Chatzkele, could you please carry 20-pound potatoes to my house? Then Chatzkele would say to her, 20-pound potatoes, tell me the truth, Chanale. Do you think maybe some potatoes will be left Lekoved Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos? And maybe for real, and maybe just to do Chatzkele a favor, she would say, oh, Chatzkele, I'm sure there'll be a lot of potatoes left for Shabbos. Chatzkele would begin to glow. He would lift up the potatoes to high heaven. And he would start singing, and all of you join me. Hai Lekoved Shabbos. Hai Lekoved Shabbos. Hai Lekoved Shabbos. Hai Lekoved Shabbos. Sing it one more time with me with all your heart. Hai Lekoved Shabbos. Hai Lekoved Shabbos. Hai Lekoved Shabbos. Hai Lekoved Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday he would ask. Wednesday he wouldn't even ask. Thursday he wouldn't ask, but his day was Friday. He would run all over the marketplace, carry heavy burdens, and he would sing the whole time, Lekoved Shabbos. So the people in the city would call him Chatzkele Lekovet Shabbos. But sadly enough, the way the people would call him was like making fun of him, thinking of him as a half idiot. But Rabbi Hirsch writes, I knew inside of my heart, if there's one real Jew in Auschwitz-Zin, it's Chatzkele Lekovet Shabbos. So this was my sign. When Rabbi Shlomo Lekshanover comes to the city and he would say good Shabbos to everyone, I would see how he greets Chatzkele Lekovet Shabbos. If he passes him by, then he's not my Rebbe. But he stops and gives them a very special honor, then he's my Rebbe. So Friday night, I don't have to tell you, friends, it was so beautiful, the dancing, the Kovet Shabbos, Boy B'Sholem, was so deep, so holy. They were all in paradise. Everyone said Kovet Shabbos to Rabbi Shlomo Lekshanover, but two people. I was waiting for Chatzkele, and Chatzkele Lekovet Shabbos, he was accustomed to so much abuse. He was sure the Rebbe won't even shake his hand. The Rebbe turns around and he sees two people did not say good Shabbos yet. So he turns to us and says, my sweetest friends, please, I'd like to say good Shabbos to you. I lined up behind Rabbi Chatzkele. Chatzkele comes to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe is holding the hand who carries everything in the Kovet Shabbos. The Rebbe closes his eyes and he says to Chatzkele, what is your name, my friend? He says, my name is Chatzkele. The Rebbe says, do you have one more name? And Chatzkele is ashamed to admit it, but he says, Rebbe, I'm a little bit ashamed to tell you, but people call me jokingly Chatzkele Lekovet Shabbos. The Rebbe's eyes filled with tears. Still holding Chatzkele's hand, he says, I envy you. What a name you have. Chatzkele Lekovet Shabbos. Lekovet Shabbos. Lekovet Shabbos. Lekovet Shabbos, all of you join me. Lekovet Shabbos. Lekovet Shabbos. Lekovet Shabbos. Lekovet Shabbos. The Rebbe was still holding his hand. He says, Chatzkele, who are you? He says, Rebbe, it should never happen to any child in the world. I've never seen my parents. I grew up on the street. Late at night, I come to the synagogue and I'm asking people, teach me something. So I know how to pray. I know how to recite the Psalms. But that's all I know. I have a wife and children. The Rebbe was still holding his hand. He says, Chatzkele Lekovet Shabbos, tell me, what are you thinking about when you sing Lekovet Shabbos? Lekovet Shabbos. Lekovet Shabbos. This is what Chatzkele said. My holy Rebbe, my holy master, I'm ashamed to tell you, but if you ask me, I have to tell you. Do you know what I'm thinking about when I carry Lekovet Shabbos? I say, Master of the world, Master of the world, Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the world, rest of the world. I know the beginning, but I don't know the end. I know the beginning. God created the world, and there was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I know we had 12 tribes. I know God took us to the Holy Land, and we built the Holy Temple. But I don't know the end. I know the Holy Temple was destroyed. We were driven out from our Holy Land. I don't know the end. When will God take us back? When will we go again to Yerushalayim? When will we sing again? And the Holy Temple, the Kohovet Shabbat, the Kohovet Shabbat, the Kohovet Shabbat, the Kohovet Shabbat. The Rebbe couldn't hold back anymore. Heiliger Bschleimle Kshanwe Ben Saving. He says, Chatzkele, if every Jew would only know that everything we're doing in our life is the Kovet Shabbos, the end would be so near. Heile Kovet Shabbos, Heile Kovet Shabbos, Heile Kovet Shabbat, Heile Kovet Shabbat. So Rabbi Herschel writes, after Rabbi Shlomo Kshanover left, Chatzkele Kovet Shabbos disappeared. I became a chassid of Rabbi Shlomo Kshanover. And for years, 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 I would learn by him and be there on Yontif, on Shabbos. But I never saw Chatzkele Kovet Shabbos again. Until one day, Rabbi Shlomo Kshanover had left the world already, and I was a Rebbe in Oshbetzin. I came to a little village. I walked in the marketplace, and suddenly I hear the deepest of the depths, the holy of the holiest. Heile Kovet Shabbat, Heile Kovet Shabbat, Heile Kovet Shabbat, Heile Kovet Shabbat. But by now I'd learned so much from my holy master. I looked at Chatzkele Kovet Shabbos, and I came to the deepest realization. Maybe my holy master, my heilige Rebbe, made a chosid out of me. But out of Chatzkele Kovet Shabbos, he made the Lamed Vav Tzaddik. He appointed him to be one of the 36 holy hidden people who hold up the world. So this is Lekovet Chatzkele, Lekovet you, Lekovet me, Lekovet the end, let it be so near. Lekovet Shabbos, Lekovet Shabbos, Lekovet Shabbos, Lekovet Shabbos.